school or at breakfast club?
Well, chin on this donut, he'll get a bed, so I'm gonna have this dead lady come first.
Oh, good.
Share the word with us here.
Amen.
Read it on, girl.
Got us some study stuff.
I think there's two of them.
Got my glasses ready.
There you go.
Thank you.
All right. When Ms. Mary was talking about the dog eating my homework, I did this last Sunday. My computer ate my homework. It went down. Pictures. And just for you people, I dressed up today. Because we're going to talk about honoring and serving the Lord's body again. Amen.
What we're talking about this morning.
Oh, yes. Very quickly, I want to read to you Isaiah 53, the sin-bearing servant. Yet he was the one who carried our sicknesses and endured the torment of our sufferings. Mm-hmm. But it was because of our rebellious deeds that he was pierced, and because of our sins that he was crushed. He endured the punishment that made us completely whole. It's actually shalom, that made us completely shalom. And in his wounding, we found our healing. But an alternate Hebrew interpretation that amongst his wounds, his bruises, we found our healing. A natural coroner will look at a body and they will tell you how they died. What was the diseases they had and how they died. That's the natural. Mm-hmm. But if you look at the pictures I've given you, that for every blow that he took, the blood vessels were broken. Not only did he bleed out, he bled internally.
Uh-huh.
And I repeated the story again for, and yes, I was due the blow because I was a mean little sucker.
I can see
a little scrappy.
Growing up, she was mean.
Not now.
A scrappy little little puppy. So every time my mother would get ready to whip me, she'd go out there and get her switches, braid them, because I deserved it. And my,
I never thought about braiding them. I should have known that years ago.
Because you weren't dealing with a mean little sucker. So,
well, you gotta feel it.
My aunt would grab me like this and to protect me. And my mother would reach around and try to smack, and she'd turn her back so she'd get the blow.
Whoa.
What a wonderful aunt.
And my mother would run around and try to get her on the other side, and my aunt would do like this, and she'd get the blow.
And
remember, you did deserve them.
I deserved every whooping. That's not a whipping. That's a whooping. I deserve every blow.
Mom, Daddy used a newspaper on me sometimes. I got a switch, a belt.
My mother would use whatever was at hand.
Too. Yeah.
A house shoe.
Hairbrush.
Whatever was at hand. But.
Yeah.
Again, I got, while you were teaching, I got that vision of Christ hovering over us to
take the blow that
was due for us. Every blood vessel broken was for us. Every thorn that was crushed into his scalp was for us. That blow was due us.
Jesus.
So now why would I, even us kids, not is smarter than this, why would I go up to my mom after my aunt had took every blow due for me, go back up to my mom and go, okay, I deserve it.
No.
It's not gonna happen. He took the blow for us.
Uh-huh.
He took the sickness. He took the disease. He took everything.
Yes, amen.
So if you look at these bruises.
So you're saying they've been paid for, don't go back and try to pay for them.
Exactly.
Don't go back and accept Satan's list.
Lies. His deception.
Yes. My pastor, my old pastor used to say, he's deceitful, and he'll read you down a list of sicknesses from
until
you
believe it.
Till he finds one you will believe.
One you would agree with on.
That you will agree with on. So the Lord put in my heart, Satan, I rebuke you, remind him that you're tithing, and say, symptoms aren't sickness.
Symptoms aren't sickness.
Don't let he who goes about as a lion, because Christ has broken the teeth of the enemy.
Amen.
Don't let him gum you to death.
Right.
So, look at these bruises. We're examining and discerning this body, that it was beaten, it was bruised.
Mm-hmm.
The bones were bruised and broken.
Jesus.
Mm. His bones were not broken. His bones were bruised. Do you know your bones can bruise and bleed? Because that's where your blood is manufactured.
Yes. Makes sense.
Your bones are bruised. His bones were bruised for us, but not a bone was broken.
Amen.
This is what the backs of slaves look like after the type of beating. Was endured. This picture in the newspaper helped to create an outcry against slavery.
Mm.
This is probably, if Christ had lived long enough to heal, this is what his back would look like. He took these blows for us.
Mm.
Don't take the blow that was already absorbed. Don't let the tormentor torment
you. That's good.
Mm.
Because when he was taking the blow, he was covering us.
Mm-hmm.
Because now we're in him. If we had been in him when he bore the blow, we would have felt and bore it too.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
If a mother drinks liquor, the child is drinking. If the mother smokes, the child is smoking. So once he bore the blow for us, that's why we were here. And when you examine those bruises, you're looking at those bruises. And amongst those, you're thinking, that's my healing. You're examining the body
mm-hmm.
of Christ. Mm-hmm. Amongst those bruises, you can find your healing by looking at that body that
mm-hmm.
was crushed for you.
Glory. Hallelujah.
But now we are in him, in a risen, resurrected, perfectly disease-free body.
Amen.
Because that is in hell where it belongs. And as Jesse Duplantis used to say, what in the hell do you want? What's down there that you want?
That's good.
He has a sermon, what in hell do you want? There's nothing there that we desire. It was not made for us. So
Jesus.
By his stripes,
mm-hmm.
we are healed and made whole.
Yes. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
All right.
Amen.
Whoa.
And again, remember, our faith is not in the wisdom of men. What does the wisdom of men say? If you got a pain, I have arthritis. That's the wisdom of men. Our faith is based in the power of God. Power.
Amen.
Unlimited power. When you split an atom, the bomb destroyed Hiroshima, brought the enemy to their knees. That was an atom.
Mm-hmm.
God has unlimited power to break to destroy the yokes.
Mm.
Thank you, guys.
I can say this right. We all know bruises is blood. You know, but this just gives you a deeper meaning of the bruises to see it. And even though we saw Jesus' side cut and the blood and water flow and his bleeding from the outside and the bruises, it makes it deeper to know that was blood. It was beat everywhere, so every part of our body is filled with that blood. Every part. Inside, outside, around, everything he could do. Thank you, that's so beautiful to realize all that blood inside, too.
Don't forget.
Even though we knew it, I didn't know it. Follow me?
The crown of thorns crushed in his head.
Lord,
that was
Lord.
For our mental healing. He
yes,
was
amen.
Pierced. Think about that.
Thank you, Jesus. What
yes.
a glorious, glorious.
Thank you for the time.
Amen.
Thank you. Thank you.
I think
I can tell you it works. When you discern the Lord's body, after all of these years trying to get rid of the excess weight, mm-hmm. Mary's had utterance, and my heart was ready to accept it.
Praise God.
And again, the doctor said, I would give you a gold star if I had one. All the things I've been doing under my own strength for all of these years, mm-hmm. I discerned the Lord's body, and boom! Mm. Atomic power. Boom!
Amen.
Just think
Thank
about
you
it.
Jesus.
You know, that sound, we should hear this sound. That's the knees of our enemies falling and declaring that Christ is
you know,
Lord.
And Deborah,
your knees of,
amen.
Of sickness, your the crash of the knees of every enemy mm-hmm. falling to his knees and saying, Jesus Christ is Lord. You should hear that sound. Every day.
And you know, we kind of, you're talking about the body and stuff. Satan's lie about if you get older, the body stays the same. No, Jesus' body's still the healing. It's the same, everything. So why do we accept, well, I'm 70 or 71 or 60, I'm going to ache a little bit. And that's just lies. That's just lies.
I'm a fit and flexible 68-year-old.
Amen. But Jesus' body is the same for the 90-year-old as it is for the 1-year-old.
Well, you are what you eat. If you're eating Jesus.
Glory.
Hallelujah. Yeah.
Thank God we do it every Sunday.
Amen.
And Tuesday.
And Tuesday.
He's restoring.
That's the reason I press in so hard on that.
We are eating Jesus.
Well,
glory.
All I can say is the word is having free course in here. Our lives are changing. The word is having free course in this church.
Thank you, Lord.
We're eating
as
Jesus.
Nancy Dufresne says, she says, that power is pouring out. She says, it's like hitting a pinata. That's what God told her. Everybody is there, but it's up to you to gather up the candy.
Yeah, have you ever seen kids do it?
So the power, the power is going out. There's power all through your house, but if you don't plug in your vacuum cleaner, your house is going to be dirty. You don't plug in your coffee pot, you're not going to get any. You got to plug in. Mm-hmm. That power is flowing from the pulpit. It's flowing from you two. And I grabbed it. Mm-hmm. I'm plugging in everything. My house is clean. And got everything plugged in the house.
Yeah.
Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus.
I want to say something. Like, I just thought of how, like, a lot of the younger folks be trying to say in these rap songs, I got plugs, I got connections, you know? I was just like, no, we got, as Christians, we got the real plugs.
Amen.
And that's Holy Spirit, God, Jesus. Like, those are the connections. They can get you anywhere you need, get whatever healing. Money, I mean, whatever. That's the real plug and connection.
Do you have this communion book?
Uh-uh, I don't think I have.
Here, pass that to her.
Ooh, Joseph Prince. I love watching Joseph Prince. I like TBN too, so I'm definitely going to be studying this.
Mm-hmm. And give him utterance.
Lord, I want to thank Jesus this morning.
Thank you,
Lord Jesus.
I'm going to give these out right here. This is something that Sister Betty gave me. Courtney's sister. Because
mm-hmm.
I've been putting on the armor of God. And she did this about 40 years ago. And wrote that out. And so I'm going to take and give it to y'all. And because we're going to talk about that
Wow, that's gonna be good.
Amen.
Because see, we're after everything's been settled in court and the verdict's been rendered, because we're literally dealing with court issues first, mm-hmm. then the battle. The battle now is here, mm-hmm. and we got to be protected. Okay, the blood of Jesus is a blood covenant. It is for protection, massively. But I want everybody to go, if you can, in the Word, and go to Matthew 10. This has been resonating with me, and I'm going to brag on my wife's. I wish she was here.
She'll be here.
Brag on her for a minute. Starting in verse 5, Matthew 10:5. And we could actually go down a little bit further, but I want to start there because you can actually apply this right now to our society now. Okay? It says, "Do not go in the way of the Gentiles, and do not enter any city of the Samaritans, but rather go to the lost sheep of Israel." Now that has been, Paul opened up the Gentiles, and he opened up everybody, the whole world, okay, for everybody to come in. Actually, Peter was the first one did it, but Paul really ministered to the Gentiles to bring everybody in. And this is what we're supposed to do, okay? Now, this is not asking you to do it. He's not saying, should you do it, or being led to do it. He's saying, as you go.
Yes.
So what are you doing? As you go.
Preach.
Okay? What do? You preach saying, this is all, this is how simple it is.
Uh-huh.
The kingdom of heaven is here.
All right.
Amen.
The kingdom of heaven is here. As a result of that simplicity right there, mm-hmm. just tell them the kingdom of heaven has come upon you. It's here now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what happens? Heal the sick.
Yeah.
Okay? Raise the dead,
okay.
Cleanse the lepers,
mm-hmm.
and cast out the demons.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's how simple the obedience to Christ is.
Yes.
That's all he's wanting. As you go. Teresa, you know, I've been telling y'all for a while, everywhere we go, we tell everybody about Jesus. We do.
Right.
She's really getting bold. I've been praying for her every morning and everything, that God puts a song in her heart, but she can't stop but sing. She's got to sing. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
This has happened twice in the last week we get a half. We went to, not last night, but the night before, we went to and dashing out of 280,
uh-huh.
We went to a place to deliver some food to this girl, and it was a rehab for people that's got broke backs and stuff of that nature. A lot of great big hotels, beautiful, okay? And she was in there, and she walked in there, and right now I was wondering, man, what's going on? Why is it taking so long to get out? Okay? She walked in there, and I didn't know what the place was, okay? She came out and told me what the place was, okay? But she went in there, and this woman, man, was laid up on her back.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? She'd already had back surgery.
Okay.
More likely, ain't never going to walk again. It's what the doctors are telling her.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? The doctor's telling you probably ain't never going to walk again. All kinds of different things. And my wife just looked at her and said, "May I pray for you?"
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Whoa.
And the woman told her, said, "Yes." And she went over and declared, "The kingdom of heaven is here with you.
Wow.
And you are going to be healed now in Jesus' name."
Jesus.
You get that? She's obedient. She went. See, this is all you do. This is it. Then when you go, you just tell people, man, the kingdom of heaven is here now. Uh-huh. If they're sick, you lay hands on them. Because, see, you're not the one healing.
That's right.
It's Jesus doing the healing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All we're doing is being obedient, because that's what he asks us to do. And it is that simple. But, see, here's the thing. When this happens, all of a sudden, man, great fear of the Lord comes around, because they see what manner of miracles, who's got the authority to do this? What's happened here? The fear of God comes.
Ooh, glory.
And that is the beginning of all wisdom.
Yes, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And when it comes, people want to get saved.
Man.
They want to surrender to the power of the Holy Spirit.
Yes, amen. Yes.
And here's the question that you got to ask yourself. First, you got to examine yourself. I can't do it. I'm not the judge. I'm nothing. All I'm doing is I know, man, what we got to do. This is the mandate. This is for all Christians.
Oh, yeah, amen.
Doesn't matter who you are. Well, I'm not called to do that. Yes, everybody's called to do this.
Yes, amen.
Everybody. Now, you might be an apostle. You might be a prophet, a teacher, but everybody's called to do this.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he didn't say none of that. He just said, you go. Because, see, here's the reason why. You have been, he gave it to me and you free.
Uh-huh.
And as a result, we're to give it.
Amen.
Amen.
The anointing of God, the love of God. You know the reason why I fast, Brother Thurston? Okay? Is to surrender my body as a living sacrifice to him.
Yeah.
That's the reason why. It has nothing to do. It don't give power. It don't do none of that. This is freely
let
giving
God,
my body.
Woo, hallelujah.
Freely
and
giving my body.
God's power out of you.
That's
though.
Right. I want it. I want as much as I can.
Yeah.
I understand that.
He put you way down and him way up.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes, let me decrease, let him increase.
Amen. Yeah.
On every aspect.
Amen.
On every aspect.
Amen.
Speech. It doesn't matter. Your thinking, your mentality. See, since I've been really doing this, my mentality has changed, and I'm looking at everything way better.
Yeah.
Amen.
And it's blown me away. I'm seeing certain things in the Word that I've never seen before out of hundreds and sometimes thousands of times of reading it.
Yeah.
And you're my body. You're part of my body.
That's right. And you're going to experience it because you're part of the body.
Yeah.
I love that revelation.
Hallelujah.
That's a revelation right there.
Amen.
That's a revelation.
Yes.
Thank you.
David Hogan raised another one from the dead in February. Another girl.
My body. Hallelujah.
He raised another
one.
You know why? He went.
Yes.
That's what he did.
Yeah.
He preached the kingdom of heaven is upon.
Oh, glory.
Right.
And a girl was dead, laid his hand on her, and got up.
Mm-hmm. Wow. That's a blessing.
See?
Amen.
You see? It ain't David that did nothing. All he was is obedient. That's all.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's the obedience. We have got to surrender and be obedient. Completely. Surrender.
Yes.
We sing the songs. We do it all.
Mm-hmm.
We learn. We love to learn. I love to learn.
Yeah.
But we got to do something with it out there because these people are dying and going to hell.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm telling you, brother, hell is unimaginable.
Man.
It's unimaginable. You can't even imagine how horrible it's going to be. You can't even imagine. I've heard testimony, I don't know, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people that's going to hell all over the world. Doesn't matter if they speak English or not, all the way from 11-year-old girl all the way up to a 90-year-old man. Okay? They all say the same things. All of them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? No matter what walk of life they are. These people, man, I'm telling you what, they're dying and going to hell.
Mm-hmm.
And just like Lester Summerall, the Lord showed him all this blood on his hands.
Yeah.
And he said, Lord, what's this blood doing on my hands? And he started showing him all these countries. If you don't go over and preach my gospel, I'm going to require. Jesus said, I'm going to require all that blood on your hands.
Jesus. Mm-hmm.
But that's us too. It's not just Lester Summerall.
Uh-huh.
He's no different than we are.
Mm-hmm.
And he's part of the body too.
Mm-hmm.
We have got to love God so much.
Oh, glory.
With everything to help them.
Mm-hmm.
We have to.
Yeah.
And I this is my message.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
This is my message.
Mm-hmm.
And the armor of God is what keeps us safe.
Mm-hmm.
You know what really blew me away about the armor of God? Which I've known this, but now I really get it. The armor of God's always been there. It was in the Old Testament. I got it. I got it written down if anybody wants to take notes right here. Okay, it's all throughout the Old Testament. The armor of God. Okay?
David put on the armor.
Yeah, exactly. Everybody did. Yeah, the righteous did.
Uh-huh.
And it was the armor. You go to Isaiah 11:15, that's the belt of truth. Isaiah 59:17, the helmet of salvation. 52:7, the shods of peace for the preparation of the gospel. That's your shoes. Okay? Proverbs 35. Shield of faith.
Are you in Isaiah what?
I've been in several of them. Isaiah 59:17 is the helmet of salvation.
You know, I constantly tell you that Jesus put on the armor.
Yes, ma'am.
When he came in.
Exactly.
That was Jesus putting on the
yes,
armor.
Yes, ma'am. And I, you know what? I do. I've been doing it now for 2 months, just exactly like this. I put on the helmet of salvation. I put it on because I am saved from going to hell. But it's not just that. That's great. But you know what really salvation is? It's the restoration of my life back to the Father.
Yeah.
That is my restoration back to Him. That's what salvation is. And I confess that every morning and thank God that I am restored back to my Father completely. Mm.
Yes,
full
amen.
Manifestation of the salvation.
Absolutely. It's, and I am.
We don't want part of it.
None.
At all.
It's all there.
Mm-hmm.
And the breastplate of righteousness. I put that on. And I thank you, Jesus, that you have made me the righteousness of my Father. And I'm sitting in you next to him. I put on the girdle of truth. Everyone, I put it on just like his. And I say, there's no guile or deceit coming out of my mouth. I walk in the truth of Jesus because he is the truth.
Amen.
And I put on the shods of peace for the preparation of the gospel. Because that's where my focus has to be. Because I'm to go.
Yes.
It's right.
That's what takes you there.
That's why.
I thank you so much for doing and saying that. Because so many people, when they teach that, putting on the armor of God, they look at the Roman soldiers. I told them.
Right. No.
Get your mind out of the Roman soldier.
Preach it, girl.
It was
preach it.
Jesus put it
that's
on
right.
in the Old Testament.
That's right.
Yes, amen.
When
yes,
he saw that there was no
yes,
intercessor
ma'am.
Saying.
That's right. Preach it.
He said, well, I'm going to put on the, I'm going myself.
Yes, ma'am.
I said, I'm going. He put on the helmet of salvation.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
He put on those pieces of the armor. They said, no, Paul was in jail looking at the soldier.
No,
no he wasn't.
No.
Paul often went
that's
to
right.
the Old Testament
that's right.
and got things out.
The New Testament wasn't here. The New Testament was not here.
No, but Paul...
He went to the Old Testament because that's what he referred to.
And pulled that out.
That's exactly
correct. He saw that armor of God.
Yes, ma'am. Everywhere.
It's in there.
And the shield of faith. See, we forget that God is our shield and buckler. And he
Ooh,
gave us
Lord,
a measure
hallelujah.
Of faith. He gave it to us. That's right. And we can hold it. And the darts of the enemy, man, just hit it, bounce off. Not only that, but if it's accusations that's against us, they'll go back to him.
Yeah, like that little bird.
And it doesn't matter who's saying it. They go back to them because that's Psalm 64.
Ooh. Yeah.
Any accusations. Because, see, all handwriting of ordinances has been nailed to the cross against me. Nailed to the cross.
It also says that every voice raised against me shall I cast down and show to be in the wrong, because that is the heritage.
Don't